It's the Boss
and the Gloss
on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the Sports Map Radio studios,
here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Welcome back, and our guest line is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. That's Progressive. To learn more, go to progressiveinsurance.com. All right, joining us on the Progressive Insurance guest line is Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon. Warren, great to have you. You're on with David and Carla.
How you guys doing today?
Better now. We got you here. This is exciting.
I am here and getting ready for Thanksgiving, and this is always my favorite time of year, the holidays.
They are the best, and we wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving. Want to talk some football with you? Let's start with your Seahawks. Of course, they lost to the Rams yesterday, and of course, they're a team you played for. You know them intimately well. And we've been wondering over the last few weeks, for a few weeks ago, they were in first place. They were ahead of the 49ers, who had lost three in a row. And we were just wondering if they have a limit to how far they can go, because we were unsure about Geno Smith. Fill us in on the state of the Seahawks, and is there a ceiling on Geno Smith that we need to know about?
You know, the Seahawks are a very young football team, but they've done a great job of building their team the last two or three years through the draft. So I think they're set up for the future pretty good. But, Geno is the big question mark. He had a great year last year in his first year starting. He became a Pro Bowler last year. I think he led the league in pass percentage completion-wise. Was off to a pretty good start this year, but he's kind of hit a lull here over the last three or four weeks and turning the ball over a lot. So he got hurt yesterday in the Rams game, came back in late in the game and led them down the field to what they thought was going to be a game-winning field goal, but their field goal kicker wasn't able to hit a 55-yarder as time ran out. So it was a game they probably should have won because they led pretty much the whole football game, but they ended up getting beat at the end, and that was a game that was a divisional game, and it would have kept them tied with the 49ers, who they play this Thursday night. So they've got almost a must-win game now against the 49ers coming up Thursday night on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a tough one to have to try and get a win there. How do you feel, Warren, about Pete Carroll still at the helm? You think he's still got it? He's still the right guy to lead this team?
He really does, and if you were around him, you'd know what I'm talking about. And the guy has more energy than probably most 25-year-olds.
Oh,
and,
I know. He's amazing.
I think the message that he has really gets across to young players, and he has a young team now that, you know, hasn't been around him for year after year after year hearing the same message. So they're still going out there and playing hard and fighting for him. So I think Pete is still the guy for the job as long as he wants to have it. And like I said, this is a young team, so he can grow with this football team for at least the next two or three years before they probably have to make another decision.
Okay, I love that because I love me some Pete Carroll. I'm a Trojan, so I'm Pete all the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of his as well.
Okay, good. Well, Warren, I want to take you back to your college days. And speaking of Pete Carroll and college and the Pac-12, what the heck? Number five, Washington. We have got to talk about your boys. So Kalen DeBoer's done an incredible job. They had a really clinched the Pac-12 spot in the Pac-12 championship with their 22-20 win over Oregon, who was slightly favored. Talk about what's going on in Washington. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, Kalen DeBoer has just come in and created just a great culture for that football team. Everything is so positive compared to the regime that was there before him. Really cares about the players, has really done a great job of recruiting. You know, he brought in Michael Penix Jr. from Indiana, where he coached him years ago when he was a younger player. So he knows the offense very well that Kellen wanted to run. And they've won 18 games in a row now. They haven't lost, I think, since week six or something of last year. And, of course, 11-0 right now. So, yes, just a fantastic job with the program. I've gotten more involved in the program because of him. You know, I've spoken to the team a number of times. I have a relationship with Michael. Kellen and I text each other every week. So it's just a great atmosphere around the Huskies right now. And I'm just riding with them, and they've got a big one this week with their cross-state
rival,
Washington State. So you never want to take them lightly, because those cross-state games they can fool you, because you got to throw the records out the window when there's so much emotion involved and all that goes along with one of those games. But hopefully if they win that one, they'll go into the Pac-12 championship with some momentum. They're probably going to play the University of Oregon unless they slip in their civil war against Oregon State. And there was a close game between Washington and Oregon before, and I expect another one if they meet each other in the championship.
Well, and I love how Washington, you can tell what Kellen DeBoer has done with that team, because a number 5 Washington being the underdog with the number 11 Oregon, and they didn't like that, and they came in and played just like it, and I love that kind of fight. It was awesome.
Yeah, it really was, and it didn't surprise me either that they were underdogs. You know, Oregon State was number 12. You're playing in Corvallis, tough place to play. They hadn't lost, I guess, at home in quite a while, and they beat some pretty big teams in there. They beat Oregon in Corvallis last year in their Civil War game. So a little disrespectful for the Huskies, being that they're undefeated and number 5, but they went in there and showed what they're capable of.
We are talking to Hall of Famer Warren Moon. So I'd love to ask you, Warren, when you look across the landscape of the league now, particularly at the wide receivers, is there one of these wide receivers that you would have loved to have had on your team when you were playing?
As I look at the game right now?
Yes.
I would love to play with a Devontae Adams or Justin Jefferson. You know, one of those type of guys. Or what's the kid at Cincinnati?
Jamar Chase.
Jamar
Chase, either three of those guys. You give me either three of them, I can do some damage with them. They're all dynamic receivers. They come from successful programs, and they all have good size to them, good length, and that's what you want in a receiver. You want somebody that's going to make you not have to throw the perfect ball all the time, because they can go up and make those great catches and those acrobatic catches because of their length and their catch radius. So, yeah, I love playing with guys like that.
Okay, wildly different question, but the brotherly shove that the Eagles are running and they're all pushing Jalen Hurts through the pile, could you have run that? And what would your consideration? Why are more teams not doing that?
You know, if you look at the quarterback position, every quarterback isn't built like a Jalen Hurts.
This guy, he
leg presses like 600 pounds. Yeah. So, you know, part of that is his leg strength and the drive that he has to go along with the offensive line that he has in front of him, which is arguably one of the best in the league. And then he's got these big guys behind him pushing him. So it works well for them. Other teams have tried to do it, but they don't have the quarterback nor the expertise on doing it. I would have been good at it, because I was a big weightlifter when I played, very, very strong in my legs. I ran a lot of quarterback sneaks throughout my career, and I don't think I ever got stopped short on any of them, and we didn't do it that way. But it takes a certain skill to be able to run a quarterback sneak correctly, because you've got to find that little crease in there where you can kind of squeeze through there and get the yardage that you need. And Jalen does a great job at it, and that's why they're successful at it, and there's a lot of other teams that have tried it, and they aren't successful with it.
Yeah, I love watching it. It is so exciting, and it is amazing how hard it is to execute, as you mentioned, Warren. Let me ask you, talking about hard to execute, I want you to put on some coach's hat for us. You are the head coach of the New York Jets. You have lost Aaron Rodgers. You have a great defense. Your culture seems really good, but obviously the product on the field is getting almost unwatchable. What do you do to right this ship, Warren? I mean, wow.
Well, their biggest problem has been their quarterback position. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to have a good quarterback play, at least good quarterback play, in order to be good in this league right now. And they do not have that. They have a good running game. They have a great defense, like you said. And defenses kind of feed off the offense. If the offense is doing positive things, the defense plays better. They play harder. They play with, like, more of a dedication, because they know they have a chance to win. But when your offense isn't moving the ball, when your offense isn't scoring, that defense isn't going to play with that same inspiration. So that's what's happening with the Jets right now. And they gave up 32 points yesterday, which is something they never do. So I think they finally made the change. They're going to make the change at quarterback. I would have done the same thing maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But they wanted to go with Zach as long as they possibly could. And he was the number 2 overall pick. So some of that is ego with the organization too, sure, that we didn't make a mistake. They want that draft pick to be successful because it shows that they didn't make a mistake. But they have, he's not the right quarterback for them. They're probably going to have to move on from him, and they made the change this week. I guess they're going with Boyle, right. I think his name is.
And Simeon's going to be the two. So Wilson's to the three.
Yeah. And if anything, it just gives the team a different feel that, hey, we've got something new that's going to go out there, something new we can get behind, because we've been behind the other one for a while and it hasn't worked. So let's go with something new and let's rally behind him and see if we can make something happen.
There we go.
Awesome stuff. Warren Moon joining us here. Warren, thanks so much. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Carla. You guys have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you another time down the road.
Perfect.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Warren.